How can you know the Father? Must you study at some large theological university or seminary? Must some doctor of divinity teach you about the Father? Maybe you should learn the Greek and the Hebrew, and that will help you to make contact with the Father. Maybe you should take out various Bible study aids, such as the Bible dictionaries and concordances, and this will help you to learn about the Father. What is the best way to know God the Father? I'd like to read you something here in the book of John. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 7. In John, chapter 7, Jesus Christ is keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. He didn't keep Easter, he didn't keep Christmas, he didn't keep Valentine's Day, but he did keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And notice in John chapter 7, in verse 14, now about the middle of the feast, and this is the Feast of Tabernacles, so about the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus went up to the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. Continue in verse 18. He who speaks from himself speaks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him and is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keep the law? Why do you seek to kill me? The people answered and said, you're demon-possessed. Who's trying to kill you? Verse 21, Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all marveled. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? You remember the story about Jesus healing the man, and he told him to take up his bed, and it was on the Sabbath. They were mad at him not because he healed, but because he did it on the Sabbath, supposedly. Do not judge, verse 24, according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Now some of them from Jerusalem said, is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know where Moses is from, but when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from. Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, you both know me, and you know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. Whom was the one they did not know? The one they did not know was the Father. So today what we're going to do is we're going to look at the example of Jesus Christ as he taught in the midst of the feast. And we're going to see how Jesus told those who were listening how they could know God the Father. If you want to know how to know God the Father, Jesus gives us an outline here on how to do that. Notice verse 16, which is my first point. My doctrine is not mine. So Jesus said the way to know the Father is to have the right doctrine. The doctrine that Jesus taught came from the Father. If you look up the word doctrine in a dictionary, it'll tell you that doctrine is a set of teachings. So here we have doctrine that comes from the Father. Do you believe and teach your own beliefs? Do you believe the simple teachings of the Father? The world has its own doctrines. These doctrines do not come from the Father. These doctrines are doctrines such as Easter, Christmas, Sunday, and various other teachings that come from man's traditions. Or, let me ask you a question. In order to know the Father, you must uphold and teach the doctrines of the Father. And the world doesn't know the Father because the world teaches its own doctrines. Notice verse 15, or verse 16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. We know that the one that sent Jesus was the Father. So Jesus was teaching not his own doctrine, but he was teaching the doctrine of the Father. Contrast this with what it says in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. And notice in verse 7. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. One of the reasons that the world does not know the Father is that the world has its own doctrines. If you want to know the Father, then teach the doctrines that the Father taught. They're all throughout, scattered throughout the Scriptures. Nowhere does it talk about Christmas, about Easter. It does talk about the Sabbath, about the holy days, and about various other things. Those are the doctrines that the Father gave Jesus. So the first point in understanding how to know the Father is you have to be connected to the right doctrine. Second point is obedience. You have to obey. Obedience is not a good word. It's like the S word, submission. People don't like to obey, and they don't like to submit. And in order to know the Father, you have to obey. Let's go back to John. Keep your place there in John. We're looking in John chapter 7. Notice what it says in verse 17. If anyone wills to do his will, the his is the Father. He's talking about the Father. If anyone wills to do the Father's will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. We need to be doing the will of the Father, which means we need to be obeying. Do you do the will of the Father, or do you do what you want? Do you substitute your will for the will of God, the Father? We know God, brethren, because we obey God. We do the will of the Father. And doing the will of the Father means to obey. What does it mean to do the will of your parents, or the will of your supervisor, or the will of your husband, or the will of your wife? It means you do what they want. So Jesus Christ said that another important point in knowing the Father was obedience. We have to obey. And once again, those are not very, very popular words nowadays. Obedience, you know, I have to obey, I have to do something. They don't like that. Keep your place there. Coming back, let's go to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 is right after Acts chapter 2. You know what happened in Acts chapter 2, don't you? In Acts chapter 2, we're on the chronological road path to the Feast of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, we'll be there in a few weeks. But in Acts chapter 5, a little bit after Acts chapter 2 and the giving of the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 5, notice what it says in verse 32. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witness to these things, and also is the Holy Spirit, which God has given to those who obey him. Would you like to get the Holy Spirit, which will help you to understand the Father? You know, we read on the Passover day that Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to go away. I need to go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter's not going to come. And when the Comforter comes, it's going to guide you to understand what the Father's teaching. So without the Holy Spirit, you cannot know the Father. And you cannot get the Holy Spirit if you do not obey. The world is full of people that don't want to obey, and they think they have the Holy Spirit. And it says here that the Holy Spirit is given by God to those who obey him. So a way to get the Holy Spirit, which helps you to recognize God, is to obey God, and then God will give you the Holy Spirit. Notice, we already went to Acts where it talks about, you know, being obedient to receive the Holy Spirit. Third point, you know, we talked about doctrine, we talked about obedience. The other one is work. Work. We need to be workers. Notice back in John chapter 7, told you to keep your place there. Notice verse 21. Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work and you all marvel. Yeah, when I healed the man that was lame, everybody was, wow, this is great. And it talks about Moses gave you circumcision, and it really wasn't from Moses. Who was it from? It was from God the Father. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses should not be broken, all right, why are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Jesus did the work of the Father. You know what the work of the Father was? The work of the Father in this particular case was to heal the man that was born blind. Lame. He was lame, and God healed him. So God worked. He does work. We must do the work that the Father has given us to do. For different people, it'll be different kinds of work. We should be doing the work of the Father, which he sent his Son to do. We should be upholding the Son's hands, and we should be doing the work that Jesus did, that the Father gave him to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. Oh, no, we're not. You don't have to do anything. You just have to believe. We are, here it says, God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. You ever known anybody to go into a field? What do you call a person that goes into a field and doesn't do anything? He's not a worker. You have a construction business and you hire a bunch of people and they're just milling around. They're not workers. A worker's building the building, harvesting the grain, all those things that are implied. Verse 10, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. You ever laid a foundation? A lot of work. And another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid down, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, you know, you got a building and it's made with brick, and you got another building that's made with straw, and you set them afire, which one's going to be standing? What kind of building are you and I building? Should be building one out of substantial material that will not burn in the fire. Talks about being tested. If anyone's work, verse 14, which he has built on, endures, he will receive a reward. So we are laborers with Christ doing the work of the Father. Jesus Christ said, I come not to do my own will, my own work, but I come to do the will and the work of the Father. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. It requires work and effort to do the Father's will, and it goes against the pulls of society. Let's go back to John chapter 7. Notice verse 28. Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple. When was he teaching? Feast of Tabernacles. Taught in the temple. You ever looked at all the sayings and all of the scriptures that are quoted by the Protestants? They all occurred on holy days. Why don't they tell you to keep those days? Another subject. Verse 28. Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple during the Feast of Tabernacles, saying, you both know me and you know where I am from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. You know why the people did not know the Father? Because they weren't following the rules that Jesus established. They weren't following the doctrine of the Father. They weren't being obedient to the Father, and they weren't doing the work that the Father had given them. Jesus left us a tremendous example when he stood up in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles. He left us a formula on how to know the Father and to do his will. You don't have to study at a major theological university. Don't have to have a four-year degree from the seminary. You don't have to pull out all these Bible helps. You don't have to know Greek and Hebrew, although those things help. What do you need to do? You need to do what Jesus said. If you and I had been in the temple when Jesus preached, we would have been given the keys to understanding what this world's spiritual leaders do not understand. That sermon would have shown us how to truly know the Father.